Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce this song and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do.
I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and so glad to come before you, and we're thankful that you're joining us on the Happy Hour Talk on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we'll broadcast on every other Wednesday at this time. We're really excited by you joining us. Our brand for Happy Hour Talk is that we'll give you an opportunity to join us during Happy Hour for some cocktails. If you want to drink water, whatever it may be, and to talk about big things, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And from time to time, our co-hosts and time to time special guests, or just callers who call in, want to be a part of it and share their thoughts. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also broadcast live on, we're talking about Blog Talk Radio, Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. On Instagram, we have two devices working on Instagram. We have at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're excited to be partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated just to be able to work with them. Those brothers out of Greenville, Alabama, they say they lead, they don't follow. Also, they have this little saying, they're the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and this is progression right in that very creative being partnered with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're so proud to have the partnership with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, out of Greenville, Alabama. Also, Instagram being broadcast, we'll be broadcast, President Dr. Dot Lorenzo D. Smith, and Tumblr Live at Dr. Low Smith blog. You can tweet the show if you want to, and share your thoughts by Twitter at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And if you want to go back and check out our previous show, even this show, once we're able to get it put into the archives, you can just go to Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Twitter, Tumblr, Live, and Instagram. WBSW, very excited. This radio station, as we said, is an internet station, one of the first to use all the social media to our advantage. We're number one, have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. That's including home base in North America and South America, meaning the continent of both of them. Our listeners just striding, just jumping out, particularly in these United States, north of the border, to the other border. We're talking about in South America, Brazil. So we're really excited about each and every one of those individuals being a part of us. Thank you so much. We couldn't be where we are without you. 646 episodes. And we truly, they've been published, and we're so excited about having that to do this over a six-year period, because on September the 27th, a month from now, will be our six-year anniversary, and we're excited about coming before you. There are many that said we wasn't going to make it. There are many tried to throw a wrinkle in it. There are many always try to talk it down. But see, when God gives you a vision, you take what he has planned and he'll make it work out for you. And he's making it work out for WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're glad to have this opportunity to be the one that's going to be the lightning rod. Are we going to be the one to lead and not follow? Also, we have a giveaway called WBSW Giveaways. And let me take a minute to explain that, the giveaway. We have sponsors who invest in what we're doing. And they work with us by getting hotel stay. We stay a trip, but we pay for the hotel on our giveaways, wherever it may be, from Atlanta over to Hawaii, down to Cancun, Mexico, just all over the United States. We work with them. And we'll get the luxury hotel. We'll pay for cost to stay in a hotel per night. All you have to have is anything you want extra and your way getting there. You have to form your own travels. We just make sure we can take care of the hotel. So we're really excited, giving away about 15 trips in the last 18 months. Have some awesome trips coming up. That's why we want you to register in our giveaway. We're working extremely hard to get a five-night, six-days, and I'm going to call it out, and this is Dubai. We have that set up, and it's in the making, and it'll be here soon. Paris, France, also going back to Cancun, a trip to Hawaii, which will be 4 nights and 5 days. Then we'll move within the southeastern as well as Las Vegas, which is in the southern part of the United States. That's running 4 nights and 5 days. Over to New Orleans, 3 nights and 4 days. So Orlando, 3 nights and 4 days. Atlanta, Nashville, and we're just working toward it. We're going to look at we can develop something and go up to the mountains so we can allow you an opportunity, because we have one to the Grand Canyon, which is 4 nights and 5 days. So we truly thank you for listening. Let me give my shout out to each of the individuals. Join them. I'm going to shout them out, but I wanted to wave them and let them know. We also give away, once you put your name in the raffle, we give away gas vouchers, food vouchers, gift cards, as well as we ask for a means of transaction. We have four that we're hooked up in where you can send your name along with a means of transaction, and we'll send you a love offering. We'll send you something. You'll be surprised. You don't know when it's going to come, but we're going to send it to you, and it'll come to your Cash App or Venmo. It's Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. And you'll receive something, and hopefully it'll push you forward. And we do accept requests from many people. We have some people sending requests, what they need some help with, and we do our best to provide for them. Recently, an organization sent to us, and they needed to, it was going to give away at the school giveaway where they had the book bags and everything. They wanted to give away snacks. We made a donation to them, and they purchased it, and they sent pictures back and said, thank you. See, that's what we're trying to do here. God has blessed us to be in this position. I'm taking time to talk about it, because if you don't talk about it, if I don't talk about it, or the people around me don't talk about it, then you'll never know. So thank you so much for joining us. I want to give a shout-out to Renee Johnson. It is Higginpet. Thank you so much. Miss Bush, EBS. Remember, I'm Sector 5 Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout-out to my wife. Thank you so much for supporting. We also have Brother underscore Joe 2.0, along with Dr. Dot King Zeus 1914. Thank you, brother. We have Brother Aaron Dot Reb, and three of those individuals I just shout out. I know two for sure, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we have Fit by Sigma. And we want to give them a shout out, Fit by Sigma, associated with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in some way to the Blue and White family. So we want to make sure we give them a shout out. We have several people on Tumblr Live, and you have Mark 96. You have Golden Mind Chemistry, Black Man 40. You also have, that's look like Guard Rap Tony and Impulse-VA. Thank you all for joining. As you come on, we're going to give you a shout. Let's get started with our show tonight by talking about the title. The title is Relationships Are Reflected. And I want you to take an opportunity to think about all the relationships you've been in, whether they just a romantic relationship, dating relationship, family relationship, friendship, or whatever, and marriage, and ask yourself, was those relationship reflected of me? Was those relationship reflected of me? And we're going to talk about that, so I'm going to come back later on. I want your input. You have an opportunity to be a part of this besides calling in. You can type in your comments. Now, we'll feel your comments on Facebook, on Instagram. I want to make sure our Tumblr. I will feel your comments and share it with the rest of the listening and watching audience that we have as a part of this show. Relationships are reflected. And as we move forth on this, I want you to think about really what relationships and the types of relationships. See, we have many types of relationships. See, you think about every show, sometimes we say relationship, the first thing people think about is romantic relationship. Yes, your romantic relationship is one of the relationships, but it's also reflected. Then we have several other relationships that I want to kind of fit in, even with family relationship is reflected in you and why you're still in a major part of your family. Yeah, with blood is thicker than water, some people step away and disappear for 10 years, but in that reflected part, in that mirror part, you see yourself. In your organization relationship, it's reflected. You try to get people with like-mindedness, people that sometimes resemble or mirror you. We're talking about relationship, friendship. You try to be friends with people who are going to be at your best, looking out for your best interest, but they are reflected. That's why it's important you vet people you have in your life. Your work relationship, you don't control the people on work, but you got to control your relationship at work. So you sometimes are drawn to people who's reflected of you. Truly, truly, your church relationship. You attend the church, you're feeling comfortable. The church that mirror what you believe and what you feel comfortable with. So you, when you get there, your relationship grows and develops by people that seem to have like-mindedness like you. People who sometimes you can communicate with without. Some people leave churches, start others, you know, break away from churches because that church really reflected them, but what it is, something didn't go the way they wanted to go, so they wanted to step away and start their own. Your relationship is reflected. That's the title of our show tonight, and we want to talk about it. But I want to give a shout-out to several events that's happening, and those individuals made sure I received that. A shout-out to the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, and the brothers and sisters of Ambition in Greenville have joined hands for a night of elegance. It's going to be at Beeland Recreation Center. That's Greenville, Alabama, on August the 26th from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. Food served by Mary Roof Restaurant, one of our sponsors. Some of the best southern, the finest southern food in Alabama. And the music performed by DJ Daryl E. of the Big KD, 94.1, over in Otagaville and the many other outlets they have throughout the state of South Central Alabama, South Alabama. So thank you, brother, so much. And he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, as well as Mary Ruth Restaurant is the Blue and White family. We got a brother that's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and then his wife is a a member of Sanctified Beta Sorority Incorporated. So we're working this. We're going to make it do. The cost of the tickets up in, when you come to the event, we had a early ticket sale. Now we're on the regular ticket sale, which is $35. If you come up to the door, expect $35. Never know what the negotiation could be, but $35 is the cost. If you want to get a ticket now, email Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. Again, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. Email us. We have tickets available. We want to have a good showing because the two groups come together to make it happen. We're going to make it do what it do. The next thing we want to kind of share thoughts about, and I attended this last night, Baptist Hill Missionary Baptist Church, 4167 State Highway North, 97 North Lounsboro, Alabama, where the shepherd of the flock is Reverend Dr. J.C. Coleman, Jr., member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. And the theme for this revival is a divine revival. The scripture is 2 Timothy 3:16. And I attended last night. The first night was last night. And we had some designated guest pastors. And the guest pastor for last night was Pastor Dr. Bob Nelson Little, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and he's the pastor of the historical Galileo Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama. He did an awesome job. And on tonight, we have Pastor Shedrick Abner from Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery, and he's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. And then on Thursday, Pastor Tony Peoples, Love Center Church in Montgomery, and Good Hope in Wetumpka. He's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. If you have time, and it's from last night through Thursday night, starts at 6:30, go and check them out. And I tell you, I had an awesome time last night supporting this event, which is a divine Bible and a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Let me give a shout out to Mobet on Threes. We'll give a shout to that individual, member of the Blue and White family, can't hardly see it, member of, I'm going to say, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. See a gray beard, so I'm going to assume that with a blue shirt on, I can't see all that. Thank you so much. Give a shout out to Ken Folks. Thank you so much, Ken Folks. Annie Catlett Smith. Thank you, Annie, so much for being a part of it. That's fam. Thank you so much for doing that. See, let's get with what we came here for. That is talk about relationships are affected. I mentioned earlier all the types of relationship, how you get in touch with each other or form some kind of relationship, whatever it may be, that sometimes lasts a lifetime, but also is reflected. And when we're talking about what you mean about reflecting in a relationship, first of all, you need to think about reflection. What is your definition of reflection? See, I'm going to give you one, and you can think about, is that my definition, or is that a definition related to it? Reflection is a skill all about checking in with your partner, aim and meaning to say to the other. We're talking about in a relationship now. That's for reflection. That's someone that's like-minded. But you have a discussion so you can be all on the same page. So when you go out and talk, you talk as one, not as two, three, four, five. So you give too many messages that sends out mixed signals to other people. The skill that relates to reflection is always where you're trying. that you are making an active effort to better understand what it is they are expressing. So in essence, we have to keep that in mind, that your sometimes your emotion can stop you from reaching where you need to be. Because sometimes your emotion allows you to develop an attitude. And that attitude, be careful how you reflect and show your reflection. Because your reflection has to do with a mirror effect. I want to give a shout out to a couple of sponsors who the mirroring effect in a relationship can help build emotional intimacy between partners by creating a sense of validation and understanding. That is the mirror effect of a relationship. See, you're reflecting from one another. So you want to help build your emotional intimacy. You want to create a sense of validation and understanding. See, when we mirror our partner's emotion, experience, and body language, we show that we are paying attention and caring about their perspective. Let me repeat that again because it's so important. When we use the mirror effect in relationship, which involves our partner's emotion, experience, and body language, when you do that, we show that we are paying attention and care about our partner perspective. That is a true mirror effect in relationship. Give a shout out to Dana_Allison11. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. Again, the title of our show today is Relationships Are Reflective. Think about the question I asked you earlier, even though some are joining me now. The relationships you've been in the past, has it been reflected? Has it been part of the mirroring effect? The mirror effect. Is that what you truly are focusing on? Think about it. All the relationships I've been in really mirror me. That's what I want you to think about. All the relationships I've been, do they mirror me? Let me give a shout out to our other sponsor. We've got several others, and we want to give a shout out to their promo. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. That is L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. You can connect with them. Go on Facebook, type in Anthony Starworth, or you can give him a call at 300-7401. 334-300-7401. 7401. That's Anthony Stallworth, L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, one of the best manicure expert in South Central Alabama. We also want to allow you an opportunity to hear from another one of our sponsors, because we have to keep them within the segment, and this is truly a big opportunity. This person decided to go into business for themselves, and it's a pleasure to be able to be one of the individuals to promote what they're doing. That's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And we want to give a shout out to Soap Gym from Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. Thank you so much, CEO, for being a part. If you want to connect, go to her. It's 251-369-1344. Go to Facebook. You can check out Jennifer Jackson, type that in, or Charlie's Angel, and you can find out some of the awesome scents I mentioned there. So truly, truly, let our sponsors are sharing with you, and you check them out. Just go to Facebook and type in their names, and you can find, or on Instagram, they have a handle there as well. Let's move forward with our next topic, focusing on relationships are reflected. We want to talk, discuss why all the relationship mirror the relationship you have with yourself. See, we said that from the beginning. We said, according to what Michael Jackson in his song said. See, when you're dealing with things, you need to look at the man in the mirror or woman in the mirror. You can tell where you are, where you're going, and where you need to be. See, most relationship experts, we have one on here, and that's truly an awesome man, Pastor Eddie Pratt. I call him Doc. He's a relationship strategist and a coach and an expert. And he talks about this a lot of time, about the relationship you get in mirrors who you are. You look for people that's like-minded. But what you need to do, if you want to be successful in a relationship, even though it may mirror who you are, you have to work on the skills to be successful. See, relationship requires skills. So if you want to be reflected in how people can relate to you, you must be able to work on the skills so you can have a favorable outcome. Every situation requires you putting the effort in for a favorable outcome, more so in relationships, because there are not just one type of relationship. There are many type of relationships you may be in, even at one time. And I'm not talking about all romantic relationships. See, relationships identify with several areas. And you all know the common types of relationship. I mentioned them earlier. So you might have a work relationship. You may have a church relationship. You may have a friendship. You might have a romantic relationship. Those are different. You may have a family relationship. So you got to be able to operate within it and have skills that are going to allow you to be successful. And see, too many times we spend time on trying to change people. You don't have to understand, you can't change people. People can only change when they want to be changed. So our experts always share that with us. They always tell us that our relationship thrives. See, it's a difference between striving and thriving. In your relationship, you want it to thrive. In your relationship, when it's thriving, it's because the relationship that you have with yourself. See, your relationship can thrive when you have a good relationship with yourself. We had several guest speakers, several co-hosts that come on this show talk about relationship, and they always say if you're having a toxic relationship with yourself, you're going to have many toxic relationships with others. So you have to be careful, very careful about these relationships and your relationship skills. See, we don't want to work on something that makes us better. We want to kind of listen to what the norm say. And when you become part of the abnormality, you see, I want you to just think about this. See, people really don't want to work on their skills first before they go in a relationship. See, they think society say you have to be in a relationship. Now, society say you have to be in a healthy relationship. You can't be in a healthy relationship that you till you focus on things that fall in the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship. One of the things is self-love. That's why I said when you look in the mirror effect gonna tell you exactly who you are looking at. You're not happy with, you know, I'm not happy with the way I look in a natural face. So I want to fix it up so I look better. See, I'm not happy with the way my body is built up. So I want to go and purchase things to make me look better. See, you, the true self up under there is the thing you need to focus on, not focus on the outer self. See, when I talk about love, when we talk about love and self-love, it's from the inner self. It have nothing with the outer self. And people have to keep that in mind if you want to have a favorable outcome. See, I'm always talking about favorable outcome. I don't believe we just go through things just to do it. And I was years back, I was in an organization and was talking about having an event and just to have the event. Why are you just having it when you're not having any production out of it? You don't have a favorable outcome. You have to set goals. So that's what we do in life. So if we're going to do that and not let it be reflected where we're not successful, see, we can put as much whatever you want to put on you. You can purchase whatever you want. It's not going to change your inner self. So work on your inner self first. That way, when it reflects from you, see, it's one thing about it I found out. When people are good people, they have a good heart, and their soul is at peace, it will reflect from you. People will see it a mile away. And see, that's the thing about these old, them good people, but you're not looking at what people, you know, outside is saying. See, my dad always told me, I give him a shout out. Old guy, I only had an eighth grade education, but I had a master in life. He said, let your work speak for you. Always treat people fair, firm. Tell a joke, because he was good about telling jokes there and now and then. And work on being the best version of yourself. And when people see you, they'll say, you know, man, I heard you was coming. See, let my work speak to me. See, when you put yourself in the right order, inner self, you don't even have to enter the room yet. People already know you're coming. Because, see, one thing about it, if you're a Christian, you can read the scriptures, study the word. It's one thing about each one of those biblical texts is always when God says that he's going to bring joy. See, no matter what you're going through in the nighttime, no matter what you're going through in the daytime, when that day, when the night comes and you have to lay down in what they call the green pasture, the 23rd Psalm, which is your bed, or your couch, or your day bed, on your futon, on the floor. All that you experienced the night before and the day before, because God, you turn it over to our Lord and say that he renewed you. You have a renewed spirit in the morning. And they always said, you had heard it, joy comes in the morning. So that's what you have to do and have joy inside of you. You got to be at peace inside of you. You have to have love inside of you. See, love don't come from the outer self. Love comes from the inner self. So he always say, if you do that, son, you're going to be all right. He said, you're going to be the best version of yourself. But every day, you get better and better. Every day, you work harder and harder. And every day, you work, it's for you. People are here about it. That's why he said, let my work speak for me. So when I walk in the room, they'll say, they may not even know you, but I heard about you. That's why it's so important when we're talking about characteristics and traits. I'll say it again. Characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship. You have to love yourself first. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. It's impossible. It's impossible, I'm going to tell you. Honesty. See, your relationships are reflected. If you're dishonest, you're going to be with people like-minded, and that's dishonest. See, so it's so easy now. I watch a lot of these court shows and everything. We know in a criminal case, if you come in and lie, that's perjury. But in these court cases, people will sit there and stand there and lie. It's amazing they can have two. Think about it. I want you to think about it for a minute. You can have two people telling the story. That's why when I always share with young people, you know, you holler about, you know, I know I did it. But, you know, it's your side. It's their side. And it's the truth in the middle. So being honest. As I see on these shows, people have two different stories. They was in the same place, but see, they telling it and reflecting who they are. I recently heard on one of the shows, the judge said, somebody lied here. I have two people in the same place who lied here. And one of the guys hollered, said, well, let us take a lie to take a test. That'll tell who's telling a lie. But see, if you're being honest, if it's from your inner self, it's no need. Because your word is your bond. Just remember that. Another characteristic is trust. See, if you lack trust because of a bad experience, toxic relationship, you gain poor relationship skills, and you lack trust, your life will never allow you to find the person that you truly can live a life with that God has planned for you in his plan for you, because you lack the ability to trust because somebody did something to you. I don't care if you was 15 years old. If you never go through the process of healing by seeking support and help, you always gonna mistrust in the business. I was, a matter of fact, I have counseling because I'm the best version. That's why I get support. I have counseling twice a month. Been doing it for a while because I want to be the best version of myself. And I was talking to my counselor, and I simply talked about people that had no problem being dishonest and lack being trustworthy. See, trust is, you got to be worthy. So let me give a shout out to interest underscore in underscore earnings underscore M. Now, the bottom part drops, I'll get it right and say M031. thank you so much for joining us. Sound like an investment, a financial investor, a person that's in finance. You see it, and I'm reading out. Give them a holler. Maybe they can help you. Interest_in_earning_MO31. Thank you for joining us. We have many others on, and I'm going to give them a shout-out on Thomas. The next thing that's so important in your it's amazing, on your characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship is friendly. You have to be a friendly person. You're attracted and you're drawn to people that, has that saying. If you're a friendly person, you're going to see that reflection in others. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that, you know, I was listening to a content person recently, and they was talking about what individuals, gender seeking the other one, and one of the words that came out of the discussion was friendly. It's a characteristic. It's a trait. Are you friendly? Are you still angry because when you was friendly with somebody 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and they didn't do you right, and you're going to punish everybody that's in your future? Friendly is important. It says cooperative, agreeable, fit, friendly. Those things are important. So friendly is that one of those traits and characteristics that need to be put into play if you want to help the relationship. The next thing is communication. I'm talking about things that are going to make your relationship healthy. If your reflection from you is that you lack the skills to be an effective communicator, it's going to come into play. See, communication have three phases of it. Too many times people forget about reading and studying, not just communication, but effective communication. And that is making sure you got to get yourself together. See, you have to be, active. And I want y'all to hear this, an active listener. See, you can't be an active listener unless you practice on the skill of listening. And relationship requires you to be an active listener. And you must work on that skill. That's just the first phase of effective communication. The next phase is once you hear the information, now you put a thought process and you start thinking about what you have to articulate out, and you do it in a manner that allows you to make intelligent assessments. And those assessments, you're going to be able to put it in words, which is your third part of communication, is being able to articulate what you have on your mind. One of the biggest challenges in our world today, and I'm going to say it because I hear it so much, is that we operate on feelings. It was amazing as the pastor last night, Pastor Brother Bob, but Dr. Bob Nelson Little said last night, too many times people he encounter always talking about, I feel. Nobody care how you feel. I'm just being straightforward with you. I want to know what you think. Because feelings is an emotion. If you determine life off feelings, you're not going to be the successful individual in anything you do because you're operating on how you feel at that time. Hearing about it, you're not going to be able to use your active skills because you feel a certain way. See, feelings bring about attitudes. And sometimes they're bad attitudes. And bad attitude affects your aptitude. That means you can't get that favorable outcome. See, reflection and relationship is truly something where in a relationship, you'll be with somebody that has the same reflection. You select friends that you want to hang out with. You know, I have something I always try to tell individuals, special young men or men, married men. I tell them all the time. See, there's three phases that our males have to go through. The gym they have to go to be what you want to consider the third phase of a grown man. See, you go through the phase of boy and you do boys things. It's a difference. See, boys don't take responsibility. So if you're an overgrown boy in a man body, you're not going to take responsibility. You're not going to take responsibility. You don't want to be held accountable. See, that's why I think people use the word "I feel" in your response, because they get upset with what you're saying. So you're telling the truth, but they don't want to hear the truth. See, they want things to be manipulated so they'll feel comfortable. But see, real talk, you can't get anywhere operating on feelings. So you cannot be communicating with somebody effectively in a relationship unless somebody is reflected of you. See, somebody that think the way you think, like-minded, which is reflected, I'll tell you, yeah, you can communicate with them because they're going to be operating with their feelings. Are they going to be operating on their feelings? Remember, effective communication has three parts to it. And you have to use all three parts. Active listening skills, using a thought process of what you heard, and also being able to articulate what your thoughts are. So when I feel, that means you didn't take time to listen very well. And the people amen to you are the same one that lacks the ability to active listen. If you respond when you say, "I feel like this," you didn't think about it. So the thought part of it, which is the thought process, is being thrown out. So whatever comes out your mouth next will lack the substance to get the favorable outcome. So when you're having a conversation with someone, don't allow your feelings to take over. Don't allow those feelings to just manipulate you. If you do, and it's accepted by someone, they are like-minded, they are reflected of you. When people understand the communication process, they expect you to do that. I want to give a shout out to Trey Sweetness 3Z5B. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And give a shout out to you, to Trey Sweetness. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. We want to kind of move forth. And I was trying to give some understanding and share some things when we were talking about people that mirror you. But you want to have a healthy relationship. And you want to understand the traits and character. It's a lot goes along with the decision process. That's why it's so important that you put into your repertoire or in your book or your binder on relationship is the process of vetting. Because it irritates me when I hear some individuals, and I've been in a relationship about 8 years with someone that they would always say, because of the situation happened previously with other people, they always would say, "All men cheat and lie." You can't use your anecdotal experience to determine that all. You can only use your base process. See, you didn't realize that you can be with people that reflect the same way you are. So if you're with someone that's lying and cheating, you are a reflect. They are a reflection of you. You only hear but that real talk right there. They are a reflection of you. That means you're a liar and you're a cheat. So be very careful when you're around people. You have to hold people accountable. Can't operate on our feelings. We have to use an effective listening, an effective communication process. We can't just throw things out for the masses when you all have been in so many. See, if you've been in that many relationships that you can say, all men, what you're talking about is 7 billion people out here and half of them females and half of them males. You ain't been in that many relationships to say, put the word man on it. You can say the men that I've been with are liars and cheaters, and they are reflected of me. See, that's a hard thing. See, the truth hurts. Some people not going to like it. I'm saying that they're going to be saying, what do you mean? What I mean, truly, look at your relationships. Look why they did not have favorable outcomes. You need to sit down and assess yourself to know where you need to go. If you want a favorable outcome, you have to be intentional about your action. I'm not talking about intentional about chaos. See, some people, when you're operating on feelings, you'll lead yourself to chaos. Be intentional about doing the things that you can be successful and get a favorable outcome. I keep going back to that. I don't want to go through anything. I don't want to go through no process and not have a favorable outcome. You have to put things in place to have a favorable outcome. So when we're talking about, truly talking about relationship mirroring you, you got to understand what is a healthy relationship. What are the types of relationship? Do you want to have some intimacy? And it is not sex, people. See, people get caught up when you say that. Intimacy don't mean always sex. See, because intimacy comes from the inner self. The inner self shows that you have the ability to do things that's coming from your inner self. See, those intimate things that come from your heart and your soul. See, even your mind don't. Because your mind can say one thing, but if your heart, that old saying about, I had that intuition about that person, but I should have listened to it. See, your mind was telling you it's okay to go do it. But your heart said, no, that's not right. That person that's all that, let me holler at your shoulder and all that old stuff right there, if your vetting process is in order, you don't have time for that. Because you know your heart is going, and your soul is going to reject that person. Old saying, a half a man is better than no man, that's a half a lie. I'm sorry, it's a full lie. You don't want to be half when you, if you do what's right to prepare yourself and don't allow, you know, your, if it's a negative reflection to put you in a position where you will not have a favorable outcome, then I'll tell you truly, if you have a, you know, put yourself in a position because you let that be a positive reflection, because you're going to be around like-minded people. See, a positive reflection attracts positive people. And those people have a vetting process too. What is your vetting process? You're so angry because someone did something to you. But I always tell people when they sit up here and start criticizing people and holler about what they did to you, I always say, don't blame them. Blame you. Blame yourself. They really was a reflection of you. They just got to you before you got to them. They got to you before you got to them. They was a little quicker with the game. They understood what they needed to do. So now you're mad with everybody because of that. And it was all about your decision, all about your process, all about what you was doing. Because truly, it's a mirror effect. And your relationship and the success of your relationship will be determined. I always tell individuals, don't go out here just randomly dating, casual dating, or in casual relationships on the romantic side. You can't learn nothing from that person. They're going to help you get a favorable outcome. All they're going to do is give you some bad skills. It's going to give you trauma. And now you can't heal because you don't know how to, you're not willing to step up, and you take that skill and that trauma into the next relationship. And sometimes it's not always romantic. It's spill over to friendship. It's spill over to family. It's spill over on your job. It's spill over at your church. All of this because you allow skills and never address the skills, because you, the start was your vetting process. And I always tell people, your vetting process, when you meet someone and you think you have an interest in them, they get you excited and tingling and all that, the first thing you need to talk to them about is say, I am intentionally dating because I want a favorable outcome. I'm not going to do all this casual, in essence, they call long-term relationships. See, I talked about long-term relationships versus marriage. Long-term relationship, based on the data, lasts about 2 to 3 years. They don't go no further than that. If you ain't able to get that person to get the favorable outcome in the 2 years, like your intention is dating to be married, you're not going to get married after 5 years. You're not going to get married after 10 years. Why should they marry you when they get everything in advance? And when people, and then I put a stamp on those people and I try to stamp them out. And I'm going to tell you, I do. And they come and say, well, you need to date longer before you get married. What more are you going to learn from that person dating them longer than if you marry and you'll learn during the process? All you're doing is when you're out there dating longer is picking up skills that are not good skills. You're picking up trauma that you're going, if you don't address, you're going to take it into a relationship. See, trauma is real. Trauma comes in all forms. I have a conversation today. I'm just going to get off track just a little bit with some colleagues over on the campus where I work at. And we was just talking about young people, talking about children, talking about education. And we was talking about boys, and it's particularly written, if you just go read, I do a show on supporting and building and supporting boys to be impactful men. I have a series been going on since January. We get back on it next week. We're going to get back because we either do it on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday, and the third Thursday, or sometimes we just do it 2 or 3 times a month. And we talk about this. See, this third and fourth grade kids, especially the boys, have more energy. See, we can't make boys girls and can't make girls boys. It's a differentiation even in the third and fourth grade. Boys are high energy. And if you, as a teacher, don't realize and understand what you're dealing with, the first thing you do is you label that boy. You know what you label? He's a troublemaker. He wouldn't sit down. Can you accept that maybe because I don't understand this boy? I don't understand what boys are different from girls? And I have to look at them and teach my children individually and know that if you got 4, 5 boys, 6, 7, 8 boys in your class, then they're going to be, because all it takes is one to trigger everybody off now. He'll get the moving. You'll label him troublemaker, and that'll last with him the rest of his life. I tell people, don't call your children, oh, my children, that's a bad boy. See, that'll stick with him because it's coming from somebody he loves. But see, even with school, it comes from somebody that you entrusted to care of your child, to train your child. And if you're given that negative part of it, that negative part is going to go from that to manhood. You need to talk with your brothers and talk with your uncles and your fathers and your nephews and your children about what they're experiencing and what they experience in school, special boys. You're hollering about all these men, this and men, that. You got to see where it started. And I'm trying to tell you, it started when they're in the third. See, myself, I think about myself in the third and fourth grade. I think about her and that. I was a real rambunctious young man. Boy, I sure was. Sometimes I went to the step over there and be a little bit bully on people sometimes. But I had a lot of energy. And back then, the way they dealt with it was a different way. But it's something I realized that we had that we don't have in school with your children, your grandchildren right now. You know what we don't have for children in third and fourth and fifth grade. And I've seen it happen last spring at a magnet school that is elementary, where they have some of the finest academic kids. You know what they have throughout the day for their classes? Recess. That's old. But it's not organized. But it is a social setting to allow our kids to develop their skills. And plus, it burns off that energy. Burn off that energy. So I'm an advocate for bringing recess back to school, especially in the elementary level. Because if you get them when they burn off their energy and they come to class, they do their work, and they continue, they grow into adolescence, they grow up to be man, to a man, we'll have grown men. We won't have overgrown boys who's angry, who've been through trauma, because see, that could be a traumatic experience where you believe it or not when somebody said, you ain't nothing but a troublemaker. Sit down. Go in that corner. You know, because you don't understand. And what amazes me about a lot of these teachers, especially in the elementary, they have boys themselves. Amazing. Relationships are mirrors of you. It's a mirror of yourself. So you didn't understand that, fella, because you didn't take time to understand it. We got to prepare our young men to be successful. So truly we want to continue to talk a little bit about this because, see, we have to understand that our relationship experts always tell us, they tell us the reason their relationships are the reason relationships thrive. Not strive, but thrive. See, I did a show on thriving and striving. So you strive and you're trying to do it. Thriving, you're already there doing it and you're getting better at it. So relationships going to thrive because the relationship that you have with yourself allows you to thrive. If it's successful, you're going to grow. See, because during that time, you learn to love your inner self, which is the innermost being. I talk about it, that's where love comes from. Love comes from your heart and your soul. That's your inner self. See, you also learn to be able to find a true identity for you. See, that's what the mirror and the reflection do for you. You see a true identity. That's why when you look in the mirror, when you get out the shower and you don't like what you're going to see, you say, okay, I need to go do this, I need to go do that, and I need to go do something else so I can be acceptable to myself. It's not acceptable to someone else. If you're going to get to whatever you're going to get, lose the weight, or you're going to get the extensions, or you're going to get whatever you're going to get, you're doing it for your someone else. That's not good because you're still not going to like yourself when you get in there. See, the first time they tell you they don't like it, they sit just like you call that troublemaker boy. They tell you, I don't like you because you did all that. See, you get trauma then. So we have to keep in mind, we want to have a true identity of ourselves. See, when we look for love in all the wrong places, because we don't have love in our heart, self-love, then we'll find out that when you're looking for love in the wrong places, the people we are in a relationship with, that's who you're with a partner or a mate, are always a mirror and we are mirrors. Say that again. Reflect our belief. And spark us inside to realize we're looking in a mirror of ourselves, which allows us to reflect our beliefs. Many experts have said that because you the relationship is a mirror and reflect your belief and your own belief. That's why they hold with poor relationships or what we call unhealthy relationships, because we haven't quite gotten to the point where we're able to define who we are and whose we are. That's a big thing. Who we are and whose we are. See, relationships, when you are in good relationships, you're not in the wrong place. You can find love in the right place when you're in that relationship that you betted. I always go back to that. It's what you say in the beginning determine whether you're going to be in that relationship, or will it be a relationship, or whether you're not in that relationship. See, we have to understand in a relationship, sometimes we forget about traits. Sometimes we put to the side, yes, character defects. Some people have annoying traits and character defects. We'll talk about a healthy relationship. We've talked about characteristics and traits. If they have annoying traits, something happened where they built a wall, they're angry at everything, and they hadn't healed yet, that self-love, which they don't have with each other, become annoying. Their communication skills become annoying. Their honesty, because they are unhonest, they're unhonest people, or they're not honest people, become annoying. People that you think can't show you trust because they don't know what trust is are annoying. These people have defects. And you can't be afraid of getting away from people. I will say, when you show yourself, believe what you see and believe what you experience. Then you have to run as fast as you can. When you stay there long and say, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, which we think we can change people, if anything, they're going to change you. Don't ever let it get that way. Don't allow yourself to be an unhealthy relationship. And then want to blame the other person. Take the responsibility that if I had to work embedded through the process that was needed to have a healthy relationship and knew the traits and characteristics and being able to recognize defects in people, I am the one to blame for where I am. Don't blame everybody else. Because it's amazing. My dad shared something with me one day. He was just talking to the boys, especially myself and my oldest brother. And he talked about the life of being married, because, you know, he only had one marriage for 55, and my mom left in 2007, transitioned in 2007, but he stayed here to 2020, beyond that was 30 years, he added up, it was 68 years. And he always said, son, you've been married one time and divorced. Well, you've been married time and divorced. So you've been married time and divorced. He said, now, it's amazing. What is wrong with that picture? You know what the picture is? No one's wrong with that picture? Or what you call a common denominator is you. It's not the other people. So I'm saying to you, ladies, if you're out here talking about how bad people was because your anecdotal experience, is not them. They are a mirror of you. They are reflecting who you are because you pick like-minded people, the people you are comfortable with and happy with. See, when you talk about a relationship, you need to make sure you look for healthy things in a relationship. Make sure you come with the intent of having a healthy relationship. Make sure you come that you have an understanding of the I'm going to say three of the C's that is so important. I'm going to say the four C's. You're able to communicate effectively. You understand what commitment is. You understand that Compromise is needed. And finally, conflict resolution. Irreconcilable differences, the grand divorce is now, is because you don't want to address the conflict resolutions. See, that's the biggest thing, the big C. Everybody talk about communication, commitment. No, it ain't. You know what can tear a relationship or marriage up? If y'all in conflict and y'all don't know how to resolve it. Practice conflict resolution. That way, when you walk away from that relationship, you did all the things that's positive. It's reflected of you. You're walking away with the understanding that the skills that I gained can prepare me to be a better version of myself, because everything that I'm drawn to is reflected of me. Everything is a mirror of me. So we have to work hard and make sure that we understand that it's not your partner. You can never rely on your partner or your mate. It is not their job to make you happy. It's not their job to bring you happy, bring you happiness. It's not their job to try to bring joy in your life. You have to have self-sustainability to be able to understand that I can sustain joy, peace, and happiness along with love without having to rely on someone else who is unhealthy, and I want to be around healthy people. Not their job. See, you have to, when a person is seeking a partner or a mate to complete them, I want y'all that just to stick with y'all. Conflict will arise. Conflict don't come into play. That's why it's so important that a relationship is a reflected of self-love and thereof. Truly, you have to take time to understand your relationship mirror you. Your relationship shows that you are the individual. I want to give a shout out to another one of my sponsors. Late in the hour, have about 9 minutes. That's what we have left on it for. We'll go kaboom, be out of here. So we want to give a shout out to really one of the 2 hour sponsors. Then we're gonna wrap this show up. We're gonna come back and talk about this again, because I think it's, you know, the last part of it. That's truly what we will address on our next show. It's a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Give them a shout-out. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. And you can give... which is the Blue and White family. I'm giving them a shout out, the co-owners. You have Brother Marvin Lala Smith, as well as Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. And you can give them a call. You can give Brother Marvin a call at 334-549-2222. 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. And we also want to run our last promo before we get ready to get out of here. We're going to give a shout-out to those brothers of Vapor Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and their Blue Royale that they're having Saturday night. They are partners with the Sisters and Brothers of Ambition in Greenville, Alabama, at the Beeline Recreation Park. And it's from 8 to 12. Their mission, if you get there and need to get a ticket, is going to be $35, which is the organization is working with everybody. And truly, truly, if you want to order a ticket today, you can go and email ZetaPhiSigmaGreenville@gmail.com. And they're a promo, and I want to play it.
Indeed, a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. As they say, they lead and don't follow. And they always say they're the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And truly, truly, we want to thank them as sponsors at being a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. If you have an opportunity to call in, sometimes it gets me people just want to just call in and share their thoughts. And we're not able to address their thoughts right now, so we will as soon as the show over. We have a show tomorrow night, which is the Love Cafe, and it's to soothe your love appetite. It's going to soothe your appetite. So check us out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, the Love Cafe, and we're going to be making it do what it do. Truly, truly, we had an awesome opportunity to share with you. Hopefully you was able to take the things we shared about reflection and think about relationships you've been in, and are they reflected? The reason why I'm not having the favorable outcome, and I'd probably say I'm through, I'm giving up, is because I didn't follow the process. There's a process of vetting people. There's a process of being intentional. It's a process of working on effective communication skills. It's a process that, no, I'm going to work on myself. So if I look in the mirror, I'll be happy with what I see. And then people who are like-minded will always connect with me. Or am I willing to do the work, put the work in? And a characteristic and trait of a healthy relationship is willing and effort. It's been awesome coming for you. I'm Dr. Winsor D. Smith. And this is truly a happy hour talk. Hopefully we talked about happy things, but also talk about things that will put you in a position to be successful and not get caught up with letting your reflection that may not be good. You got to work on it, dictate the outcome, which might not be favorable. Again, thank you so much. And several people join us. I want to give a shout out to, we have two cats joining us. Tumblr, we have Curly Sue, thank you so much, JM5, Chili Puff joined us, and several others I did because it rolled down, and we had quite a few. I called on about 10 or 12 previously. We had more to add in there. Thank you so much for taking time, each and every one of you all, to be with us tomorrow night at Love Cafe, because we have one that I think really we're going to show tomorrow. The title is the Five Love Language. Really, the five love languages. And how do you get to the heartfelt commitment? That's the show tomorrow night. 6 o'clock p.m. on Central Standard Time. We'll be on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to go and check out our show, you don't have to just go to the web link. Just go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk, and it'll populate with a Voice of the Smith Wave production. We're number one in internet. Being the internet station, we're number one. So check us out. We'll see you tomorrow. And I always tell y'all, let's make it do what it do. Let's really enjoy. Hashtag responsible. But on top of that, I always tell y'all, I love you, because it's coming from my heart. That's what those L's for. And it's coming from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag we got this. We're excited about that. Hashtag make it do what it do. So truly, truly, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. It's glad to come before you, and we'll see you tomorrow. And we just want you to say, be blessed, truly trusting our Lord and Savior, and we want to see each other again. So have an awesome rest of the night. And I just want to kind of give my little part that I always close the show out. And it's truly playing the line that we felt like we had a show that we talk about it. And we truly felt like we can talk about it. And as we get it to leave, we don't want to rise to the music, but we want to play this song. But I want to say this. I love you. And
you know, I think to myself,
have a good night. Be blessed.
With all this shit we call.
Walk away, that's why I'm sleeping.
Oh, there go my house.